So, Pat, obviously it's a big game Saturday, UNC, Pittsburgh. I know you have experience throwing on that Panthers uniform yourself as a signal caller for Pittsburgh. What are a couple of your most memorable moments in a Panther uniform?
You know, it's been, I had a good career, and, you know, we had a few big games that I was fortunate enough to play it in. We beat our rival West Virginia 13-9 in 2007. At their place, they were ranked number two in the country, had a chance to go to the national championship game. We knocked them off at the end of our season, and then the following year, I was a backup, but got to fill in through the injury when we went to Notre Dame and beat them in four overtimes, 36-33, and it's the longest game in Notre Dame Stadium history. So fortunate enough as a player, as a quarterback, to be a part of some big wins with great teammates. So certainly feel lucky to have had the opportunity to put the jersey on.
Absolutely. And, Pat, Pitt obviously is a program just steeped in college football tradition and has tremendous success through the years. But recently it hasn't been to the level as in the past. What is it going to take for the Panthers to get back to that level again?
No, I think it's certainly going to take stability. I think everyone here knows we've got a good football coach in Paul Christ, and it's going to take some time. You know, it's been it was a struggle, had some turnover for the past few years prior to Coach Christ getting there in 2012. And it's been good to have some stability and to kind of rebuild the roster. And you know, the guys they've recruited now are sophomores, so they're getting older. They're getting good experience. They played a lot of freshmen last year. We're playing a lot of sophomores this year. We're the youngest team in college football. So it's going to take time. I think time is probably the best answer to the question. But it's going to take time. They're going to have to continue to stockpile talent. And as you know, you got to get the ball to bounce your way a little bit. And we've been in some close games that haven't turned out in Pitt's favor. But you got to be in those close games to have a chance to win them. So hopefully as the guys, these, you know, Tyler Boyd and James Conner, as those guys go from sophomores to juniors, begin to take hold of this team, you see, you know, we're able to see the Panthers come out on the good side of some of those close games.
Yeah, Pat, for me personally, I know you referenced that West Virginia rivalry. I think it's kind of a shame that a lot of these historic and traditional rivalries are coming to an end in college sports with the conference realignments and such. And Pitt-West Virginia is a big rivalry that they no longer play each and every year in that backyard brawl. Does your fan base miss that up there? And do you see that rivalry becoming a yearly tradition again?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm as uncertain of anything anymore, obviously, with conference realignment. It seems like I'm kind of a good place now. Obviously, we're thrilled to be in the ACC, and I think our fans are excited about that. Some of the new games, you know, playing Carolina, playing Virginia Tech again, getting a chance to play Duke and, you know, Virginia and some Boston College, Syracuse. I mean, there's some old rivalries and some new ones being built in a great conference that we're in. We're fortunate to be there. Certainly, you know, there are those historic rivalries. We played Syracuse for a long time. We played West Virginia for a long time. I know everyone's excited that Penn State's coming back on the schedule in 2016. You're right. Those rivalries seem to be becoming less important in the world of college football. But, you know, we're fortunate and we feel we're very excited to be in a great conference where we have some rivalries existing. And we're playing some new, exciting programs. And I would say to you that our fans are as excited about that as they are probably a little bit disappointed to see some of the rivalries having gone by the wayside.
Absolutely. And Pat, you mentioned it a little bit there, but how do you evaluate Pitt's transition here into the ACC, especially from the football side?
Well, I say we've been very competitive. You know, there hasn't been a game I'd say we haven't been in. I had a chance to win, aside probably from you know, Georgia Tech this year, we gave the ball away five times in 5 minutes to start the game, and you know, it was too deep a hole to dig out of. And Florida State at the beginning of last year, we knew what they turned out to be at the end of the year. But every other game, we had a chance to win, and we're knocking on the door. So we're right there, and it's a great conference. There's great players. There's good teams. There's good coaches, and it's going to take, you know, those little things, and you know, having veterans, guys that are leaders, making plays in big-time moments to win those games. That's what I think makes this conference great, is there is such a small margin of difference between winning and losing, and it takes those little things and that leadership and experience to get over the top. That's why you're seeing a team like Duke continue to win games. And you really got to commend David Cutcliffe and those players for what they've done.
With that said, Pat, do you see the ACC not getting the respect nationwide that you believe they deserve with the competitiveness of it, the conference top to bottom?
Yeah, you know, obviously the SEC gets a lot of attention, and it's a great league. There's no question. But I would say the ACC, in terms of parity, and not just parity as a result of teams, you know, seemingly not being good, but parity in terms of there being some really good teams with some good units and great players, the ACC can compete with all of them. You look at Florida State finding a way to win games, and they're the reigning national champion. And you've got teams week in, week out within our conference giving them a fight. They're the top dog right now, and they got the X on their back. And to have teams in, week out within the conference giving them a run for their money, I think shows the strength of the conference. You look at teams like Miami that are continuing to grow. You've got some younger coaches, some coaches in the beginning of their tenures within the conference, Carolina, Miami, us here at Pitt. Obviously, Cutcliffe starting to hit his stride at Duke. And then you've got some coaches, obviously, that have some stability with Frank Beamer and obviously Jimbo Fisher. Dabo Sweeney that have established themselves as good programs. So I think the ACC has a great mix. And I think it's an exciting conference to be a part of, an exciting conference to watch.
I couldn't agree with you more there, Pat. Well, James Conner, we have to talk about him. He already has 1,342 rushing yards for the Panthers this season. This guy came in as a defensive end. Now he's one of the best running backs in the country. Just talk about his progression as a runner.
Yeah, it's been pretty spectacular. He's got, obviously, his size is notable. 6'2", 250, but he runs like he's, you know, 6 foot, 210. I mean, he runs a legitimate, you know, 4'5", 4'6", 40. He's extremely strong. He's got better wiggle than people probably give him credit for in the hole. He's got a great spin move. And he just flat out wants to hurt you when he runs the ball. And that's kind of a vintage thing nowadays. So it's a fun player for me to watch being up here in Pittsburgh. The kind of football people tend to appreciate up here is physical, hard-nosed football. He brings that. He's a throwback in that regard. And he's fun to watch. But I think the thing that surprises me most about him is his explosiveness and ability to turn, you know, a 5-yard run into a 20- or 30-yard run.
Yeah, Pat, he's definitely refreshing to watch, the ground-and-pound game that Conner has each week. And also, kind of looking at this matchup in particular against the Tar Heels this weekend, Pitt's going to be facing a dual-threat quarterback in Marquise Williams. How does that change the way the team prepares, knowing that he can hurt you off the ground, he can hurt you through the air?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Williams is a heck of a football player. Anytime you lead your team in passing, and obviously in passing as a quarterback, but also in rushing, you epitomize what it means to be dual-threat. So yeah, Pitt's going to have to be prepared not only to stop him on design runs, but to contain him, throwing the football, not let him break the pocket and extend plays, because they've got extremely talented wide receivers, big, small, fast, they got everything. And also, you know, he can step up in the pocket and pick up first downs with his feet. So you got to be disciplined in your rush lanes. And it kind of takes away the ability to kind of just freewheel it and go after the quarterback when you have to measure yourself a little bit and make sure you know where he is and stay disciplined and don't let the big play beat you. And Marquise Williams, whether it's running the ball or throwing it, he's a big play waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. So it makes you respect that as a defense, makes you step back and probably play a little bit less aggressive. You want to get after him, but at the same time, you understand what he can do when a lane opens up or when he has the ability to toss it down the field. So he's a great player, and I think you treat him with the utmost respect and have to respect all that he can do.
Pat, how do you see this game Saturday playing out? I certainly see plenty of points being put up on that Keenan Stadium scoreboard. What will be a couple of the big keys to the matchup?
I think, you know, it's two different styles, right? I mean, Carolina's going to run plays at a fever pace. They want to run fast. They want to get up to the line. They want to run, you know, 75 to 80 plays a game and possess the ball for less than 25 minutes. Pitt's going to want to do the opposite. They're going to want to run the football, hold the ball, and score points running the football. So the key to both of those is protecting the ball. Carolina's forced turnovers, they've also turned the football over. Pitt had a rough one against Georgia Tech where they turned the football over I think the turnover battle is going to be crucial in this game. I think that'll be huge. And I think just like last year, you know, when you got teams that have pretty good offenses, okay defenses, special teams always loom large. And Ryan Switzer was a game changer last year here in Pittsburgh. I think Tyler Boyd's a game changer at punt and kick returner. You got two, you know, bona fide stars back there receiving kicks. You know, something's got to give there. So that'll be key to watch. I think the turnover battle, special teams, and really the team that that makes the least mistakes. It's an old cliche, but when you've got explosive offenses that do it in a different way, it always often comes down to the little things.
Yeah, Pat, it should be an exciting game, and safe travels to you, and we'll see you this weekend in Chapel Hill.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Pat.